How are you, Jason?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Very well, thanks. Great to talk to you, and congratulations on your team making the GF. What are the major differences to grand final week this year compared to others? Because there's quite a few, I'd imagine.
Yeah, probably the main thing is it's pretty quiet. Because we played that first game, we've had a fairly long turnaround, so it's been 9 days between games. So the players had the first 2 days off, then we did our reviews on that third day, and then yesterday they had another day off, and we're into it this morning, into our 4 day lead in. So just like normal, and the main difference is it's a lot quieter up here, and in particular being in the bubble and not being able to leave where we live.
Yeah, Jace, is that better for the players? You hear a lot of people talk about grand final week, the stuff off the field in regards to commitments that comes with that, but obviously this year's a little bit different. Does that give the players a slight advantage to make sure they are completely switched on come, you know, GF?
Oh, I reckon the guys like Cameron Smith, I don't think it'd matter what sort of environment was leading in, but the younger guys certainly is going to make a huge difference to those guys, because one, there's not a lot of focus on us up here. I think we had a fan day the other day and about five people turned up, so it was pretty funny. There's many more players, but it's a lot different in that regard, so therefore there's a lot less focus on them, and they can focus on what they need to do this weekend. And again, we'll get into our prep today, and then we don't fly down there till after captain's run on Saturday just because of the protocol. So once we do get there on Saturday, once we're in the hotel, we're in the hotel. We can't leave because of the Queensland government protocols. So, once we do get down there, that's probably when, you know, they'll see the stadium and they'll see a little bit more hype and then start to get a bit more excited.
Rolsey, you must have been excited, mate, not only to win the game but to see Munster come through, and also Dale Finucan, who's been out for a while with a calf injury, make his way through that contest, and they're both available now and fit and ready for the grand final.
Yeah, no, that's a huge boost, Loz. And again, Munster, Cameron, there's a bursar in your knee, which probably feels like immediate, but it's more of a knock. So that's basically healed now. So he's a lot more confident in that than he was this time last week. And then Dale, it was quite unbelievable. We expected, we anticipated to get 20 minutes out of him, and he stayed on there for about 35 or 40 and didn't look like he missed a beat. He was a little bit rusty in a few of his things that he did on the field, but again, that'll just come with game time. But his performance on the weekend was quite unbelievable, considering the amount of time that he'd had out and not being able to run.
You've got a team there, Rolsey, and you know there's plenty of big name players there, but one guy that's caught my eye this year, and I think a lot of rugby league fans are falling in love with him, and it's just with the energy that he plays at. It's 100 mile an hour as your centre, Justin Ollam. Can you tell us a little bit about him and what he's like to coach, and is he like that at training, the way he plays?
Yeah, Juzzy's flat out in everything he does. Like once he's not at training or on the field, he's very quiet and relaxed, but and quite spoken as well too. But he's been in been with us for 4 years now. So the first 2 years he got here was a real transition for him in the training loads, and it was a lot different system to what he'd come from with the PNG team in regards to the defence. So it was basically completely opposite. So he had quite a bit to learn, but you fast forward 4 years, he's certainly come on, especially the last 12 months, and he's one of our leaders. It sort of helps our edge defence now that he's learned it so well, and obviously you see what he does on the weekends, and the intensity that he plays with, he's got a lot of respect with the players.
Now, you played Penrith at the start of their 17-game winning streak when they beat you 21-14, but how have you seen them improve watching from afar since then?
Yeah, they haven't thanked us for that either. They went on a winning streak after that, 17 games or something. So, no, they were, I think it's been pretty well documented, and they cleaned up the other night at the Daly M's. They're the most consistent team all year. They basically lead every stat metric there is, and deservedly so. And the way they play, it's a really exciting brand of footy, and they've got a lot of strengths right across the park, and in particular Cleary with his kicking. So again, it's going to be a huge task for our defence, but one thing we'll work hard on this week.
Did you anticipate the start you were going to have last weekend, Rolsey? Because I thought, you rested a lot of players in the last week of the regular season, a little bit rusty against Parramatta, but then found your rhythm, then had another week off. I was probably one of those guys that was thinking, oh, if the Raiders have got an opportunity here, you know, they go hard at Melbourne early, they might start a little bit rusty and then find their way into the game. But, gee, the way you started was very impressive.
Yeah, it was probably, I think you know yourself, nearly every game you go into, you plan to start like that and you want to start like that. And that's basically all your prep focuses on, you know, that first 20 minutes, which, you know, getting off to a, you know, a good start to the game. But, yeah, it was obviously a bit of a surprise to us at how well we did start. And but at the same time, I think with what you're saying about, you know, the rest of the guys at the back end of the year, and we obviously had a few niggles, which they needed the rest. But it's, with everything being so different, it's 18 straight games is probably, you know, something that a lot of the players have never done before. So I think they're pretty battle-hardened as it was. And if anything, they were just going to be slightly, you know, a little bit rusty, which we were happy to you know, take that risk, I suppose. But, you know, with those 18 games under their belt, they'd had plenty of footy, they'd had plenty of miles in their legs. And at the same time, that week off and then another week off, it's probably done us the world of good.
And sports science, I suppose, has changed a lot since I played. So, you know, they measure everything these days. And, you know, if you miss a week or two, it doesn't really matter that much.
Again, it's like everything's measured at the moment. But that's why the beauty of having Craig here, he sort of lived through all that transition. So he takes most of it on board, but other times he has a gut feel about things and he says, yeah, no, we're going to keep going here. So, you know what he's like. So, it's so he's he still has a real good gut feel about things, but although everything is measured, like you said, and we're able to you know, monitor the players pretty closely.
Yeah, that must be a challenge in itself, Rolsey, and this is something that I suppose you'll face when you get an opportunity to be the head coach, is that you've got all the people surrounding you and giving you the information about, well, you know, you've got to be careful here with the load that you're putting on these type of players. But if you feel as though they need extra, that must be an art in itself with Craig and learning what he does.
Yeah, no, it is. It's probably pre-season is the best example. You know, just when you think you can't make it any harder, it does get harder. So there's times there where I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching them in pre-season in particular, I'm going, wow, just make sure that defibrillator's on the sideline ready to go. But, and he's sitting there, no, we're going to keep going. I'm like, yeah, righto, sweet. No, he's okay. So I'll just, you know, but he has that gut feel of those things. And in particular in, you know, big games like this, he you know, has a really good feel of what the training load needs to be and what we need to get done to, you know, be at our best in the weekend.
Now, you're obviously off to England to join Eddie Jones. I mean, how does the next, 2 weeks look for you then, Jason? I'm guessing you're probably off there pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, it'll be pretty quick. So Saturday week, I'll head over. So I wasn't able to book any flights just because it's a lot harder to leave the country now than it once was. So you got to get all these exemptions to go. So, Saturday week. So it's, we get out of the bubble here on Wednesday after lunch, and then we're free to do what we'd like, except for staying in Queensland. The protocols, but unless you want to quarantine. So, so as soon as we finish that, get back to Melbourne, get the family, you know, settled for a couple of days, and then I'll go over on the Saturday, and then join me in December. But I'll just see what the COVID situation is over there, because it sounds like it's got a little bit out of control. So before the family come over.
What's the situation with you there, Rosie? Are you there for 1 year, 2 year, 4 year? What's the situation?
I'm signed to the end of the World Cup in 2023, but there's a, you know, there's an agreement where after 12 months, it's pretty open ended from there. So that was the agreement with Eddie, and so I'll just wait and see what happens. But yeah, again, I'm pretty excited to get over there and just see another way of doing things at a really, really high level. Because I think people think of rugby union and they think of the Australian sort of game, and it's big, but over there it's next level. So it's very well resourced, it's very well run, and it's also, you know, that Six Nations tournament is like three State of Origins a week for about 8 weeks. So it's huge. So it's going to be a great experience in you know, the build up to campaigns, the coaching, and you know, just the way they do things in particular with Eddie.
Well, Jason, you've been generous with your time on our show, mate. Really appreciate it. And for your sake, good luck for the Storm this week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.